explain a little bit how the Buffalo connection really saved his life, because the guard sent him to a better camp?
Well, the way our understanding is that from our father is that the prison guard knew the name Blattner when he saw it on the roster of prisoners. And when he approached my father, he asked them a couple questions just to make sure that the prison guard would know, you know, that he really was the Blattner from that area. And then after that occurred, it took several days, and all of a sudden they had room for, we understand, 4 to 5 prison guards to be reassigned to a farm camp that, as the congressman has said, really made his life easier to survive. I shouldn't say easier to live, but easier to survive.
So the prison guard helped move him to a better camp.
We understand that, and that's my father's understanding. And he never saw that prison guard again after being reassigned, because it wouldn't have been probably acceptable to say thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not from Buffalo. Is the delicatessen still there?
My brother Bill can tell you.
The building is still there.
What's the address?
It's on Greenfield Street,
near Main
in North Buffalo. And it was in existence for about 50 years. It was a very popular delicatessen at that time. There wasn't that much in that area. And that's probably how that prison guard's family got to know the name Blattner.
Yeah. It's an amazing story, and to come right before Christmas.
This is a great Christmas present to all of us.
Definitely.
We're so proud after Mom and Dad are both gone now. Mom passed away this past June, and she was 95. And we were fortunate both parents lived very healthy lives, with very minimal assistance needed for them. But we couldn't be prouder as sons, you know, to accept all these honors and medals today. It's a great Christmas present.
Did you try to talk to your father about his experiences when you were
young? You know, I was younger than my brother Bill, so I didn't have as much opportunity to really, because it really wasn't as relevant to me. I was born in 1958, but my brother Bill, who was born during the war at that time, had tried to talk to my father, never really wanted to talk much. So when I asked him for his recollection, a lot of the different facts, he said, I really don't know a lot of the answers because Dad never would talk to him about it. And it wasn't until later in life that when his granddaughter had a story to do, and in fact, she actually picked my father to be her sponsor when she made her confirmation. And my father was so excited that at his age, I believe at that time he was like 94, 95,
94, yep.
That Sidney had picked Dad to be a sponsor.
Right.
And he had talked about it for the months leading up to that event, that he was so honored at his age that somebody would be even looking for him at this point in life. So it was a great great compliment to him in his life.
He would never want to discuss the war. Remember sitting there watching war movies? He'd either like to change the channel, but you could never get him to discuss it. He was right there, and some of them scenes that they were shooting, and he would never even admit to being there. Just never wanted to discuss the war at all.
I mean, and he didn't want to, even late in life, when he shared the story, you know, he didn't want the recognition.
No. Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I have a cousin. Well, my cousin Louis, who passed away, who was also in the Air Force, had called the Buffalo News a couple times to do a story on my dad when they do those weekly stories. And my father had told my cousin, if you dare send anybody over, I am walking out. I will not discuss this with anybody. In fact, he got very upset with my cousin that he wouldn't even talk to him for a little while. And my cousin just said, okay. So he backed off. And then as my cousin actually passed away, before my dad passed away, one of his last things he said when I went to visit him in the hospital is, you got to get your dad to talk. You got to get this on tape. We never were able to get it on tape, but it's a great culmination today of everything coming full circle to this day of honor.
And what's your mom's name?
Teresa Blattner.
And do you know the address of the where the delicatessen is?
No, I don't.
But do you remember the number of the block at all, Bill?
It was only like about 3 doors down from Main Street.
So Greenfield and Main.
Right near the corner.
Right near the corner of Greenfield and Main.
Yeah.
What does it mean to have all these medals that he was owed, and he rightfully deserved them?
Right.
Them today.
Well, what it means is that his life actually, I shouldn't say had a lot of meaning, but more meaning than we even were aware of what he accomplished. You know, he just went through his life as an everyday person and had a lot more impact. And I tell you, when I hear the story that my cousin Bobby had told about the foxhole, that was a true story, that he could have easily been killed, but they killed all the people down below in that building. And they thought it was their own tanks. Remember, Dad said he thought it was their own tanks when they heard through the forest these guns coming in. And then he survives that. Then he survives the prison camp. So, number one, he was fortunate to make it to a camp. Number two, he was on a train for 2 weeks, which, you know, was part of the story that didn't get into the today's story. But he was on, because the Germans had nowhere to put them. So for 2 weeks, he was on a train going back and forth. All the prisoners were. And he said a lot of a lot of these young kids just cracked. You know, they just couldn't make it. They didn't. 18-year-olds. We were fortunate, or Dad was fortunate, that at the time he was like 25 years old, so he was older, more mature. So he survives that. He survives the train, which was extensive. Then he survives the camp, or else my brother Rich and myself wouldn't be here, and Billy would be an only child, and sometimes we wonder he might have been happier.
Do you ever wonder where the greatest generation got their courage?
Yeah. I think it was the rebirth of our country. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Family was very...
Right, Rich.
I think in the 40s, family was very important.
And families lived together. You know, in our house...
Yeah. Grandparents.
Our house, you know, Billy could tell you, my brother...
There was six brothers and... Or six sisters and four brothers.
That lived in the house.
And we were together every weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, that meant a lot to us. That was a real, real strong family ties.
Everybody rallied around each other. So when Dad was a prisoner, you know, my mom went back home to live with the family, and she was one of ten in the household.
Yeah,
and then he was born and never saw my father. My father will tell you at that point he never saw my brother until he came home, never knowing if he would ever see him.
Now explain why he was still in a prison camp in June of 1945 when VE Day was in May. Well, did they not release him?
They did not release him.
Yeah.
That's what we had heard. They did not release him. They didn't even know the war was over.
Right. Yeah.
They literally escaped from this camp.
Yeah.
That's how they made it out.
Yeah. And I thought, wasn't there something that Dad said about the Russians?
The Russians, I think, were the ones to receive them when they escaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Russians.
And that was so ironic now that, you know, our concerns with Russia and recent, you know, 50 years with Russia. But Russia actually helped him, you know, at that time. Yeah. And the thing is, he never brought anything home. He just left everything behind, so there was no, like, you know, any sort of souvenirs. Like Richie said, there's nothing from his uniform or nothing. He was just so anxious to get home. And then he went, I understand, to Kansas City, was it? Or remember they had to get him well because he wasn't
he
well?
He was very sick when
he was very sick,
discharged.
Wasn't well.
When they discharged him, he was very sick. I think he spent quite a few months in a hospital recuperating.
Just recuperating. And I want to say it was Kansas City for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't remember.
But from what I understand, too, is he wasn't completely out of the woods because the war with Japan was still going on. And before the dropping of the atom bomb, they were preparing all the European soldiers to go to fight in Japan. So my father, after being healed, would have went to Japan for the invasion if it wasn't for the dropping of the bombs. So that's another story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was so fortunate, I think, with all these circumstances to be alive, to make it through. I mean, but, you know, with the story and these other stories, you know, I don't think he even realized how fortunate he was to survive and live, you know, and we're so happy. So thank you.